Infant Heads! Slow march!
A brass band accompanied the soldiers' journey to their graves as government dignitaries and grief-stricken family members looked on at a military cemetery on Abuja's outskirts. Along with a Nigerian flag, the coffins also bore the African Union flag, under which these troops were serving when they were shot dead in Sudan's troubled Darfur region. At least 10 African Union peacekeepers were killed in the attack last month, which African Union military officers blamed on Darfur rebels. Nigeria contributes more troops to peacekeeping missions in Africa than any other country on the continent. Aliyu Umar, a government official who represented President Umar Yar'Adua at the burials, says Nigeria will continue to play an important role in the region.
Nigeria will continue to play an integral role in the world, and particularly in the African sub-region, in maintaining peace and stability. And wherever we are called, or wherever we feel it's necessary to be there, Nigeria will be there.
Nigeria has won both international respect and commendation for its willingness to contribute substantial troops to peaceful military interventions in Liberia, Sierra Leone, Sudan, and many of the continent's other hotspots. Military spokesman Colonel Mohammed Yusuf says it is only natural that Nigeria, with the largest population and one of the largest fighting forces on the continent, should take an interest in regional problems.
The strength of our peacekeeper, our entire strength of the military is quite high. Remember that we are quite populous in Nigeria. We are one of the most populous African country, Black Africa, in the whole world. So that's why we assist our neighbors anywhere. So it's not that we are trying to, prove anything, but because we have the strength, yes.
Nigerian forces have not always been seen as a force for good. In the mid-1990s, when Nigeria was ruled by the military, Nigerian troops were feared as much as militia fighters by the Sierra Leonean civilians they had supposedly come to assist. In their home country, Nigerian troops are feared for their willingness to open fire, at times on their own civilians. But Yusuf said investigations into the attack in Darfur would be carried out at the highest level.
Definitely those people who did this atrocity, they are unknown, but a high-level border inquiry is set up with the Sudanese government to fish out those who did it.
For the families, it is a time of grief. Private Ajao Toying was 25 and the youngest to die in the attack in Sudan. Through tears, his brother, Olatunji, remembers his younger sibling with pride.
We are proud of him. Very intelligent boy. Very competent, indeed.
The men were buried with full military honours, including a 21-gun salute. Nigeria is part of the 7,000-strong African Union mission in Sudan. The September 29th attack was the worst single incident involving AU peacekeepers in Darfur since they were deployed in 2004. The African Union mission is due to be replaced by a joint AU-United Nations force for Darfur. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Abuja.